This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
State Representative Virgil Osborne in with us. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot going on, and I know it's been a busy time for you. Just a couple of days ago, the word came out regarding proposed legislation that'll be coming, if I understand it correctly, in the next session with you and a couple of other lawmakers regarding Pacific Corps. And I know that's gotten a lot of attention. Talk about that.
Yeah, actually, it has. It's gotten attention all over the country, as a matter of fact. You know, I have a really hard time, Kyle, with pursuing businesses, in breach of what they should be doing. I'm pro-business, but in this particular instance, with the Archer Creek fire and the fire in the San Diego Canyon, there are a lot of unpaid debt, you know, that they just haven't paid up. When they lost their lawsuit, they were basically told to pay, and there's just a lot of folks out there that are still suffering. When it comes to taking care of the people, that's what government's supposed to do. We're supposed to look out for the people and the best interests of the people, and I realize there was a lot of damage caused by the fire, especially Archie Creek, but there are still some unpaid reparations, and they need to step up and take care of them. So we're asking them to either take care of them or you don't get to raise your rates anymore. And I want one thing that I'd like to make clear, everybody's concerned about their power rates going up, and for sure they are. The power rates are not necessarily going up because they are taking care of the lawsuit with the money that they're raising from the folks that are paying their bills. That's not legal, and that doesn't happen in this state. I was under the impression that it could, but it doesn't. The power bills are going up because of our state's movement toward green energy, and we're forcing these power companies out of their norm for production, and we're taking away their coal plants, we're taking away their, you know, the river dams and the hydroelectricity, and we're forcing them into buying green energy from other states. A lot of that is much more expensive than what we were doing a few years ago. So there's a whole lot about this that's complex, and it's very interesting.
Now, who are the other two folks working with you?
So Representative Kate from Lebanon and Representative Ed Deal from Staten, we all three are signing on with this bill as co-sponsors, co-chief sponsors.
And what have you heard from other lawmakers regarding the legislation so far?
I haven't heard a whole lot yet. I think a lot of people are afraid of it. I mean, this is really taking on the big money when we're doing this. And I'm totally I'm doing it 100% for my constituents and for the people here in Douglas County. I mean, that's why I'm doing it. It's, you know, we're taking a step out there, and we'll see what happens. I don't think anybody could really disagree with it. Just not everybody's willing to put their name on it.
And when you talk about money that has not been paid yet, where would that be going? Is that for individual victims, or is that for other things?
Some of it is. The majority of Archie Creek fire victims have been paid. The San Diego Canyon victims, from my understanding, speaking with Representative Deal, have not been paid. A lot of those claims have not yet been settled. Some claims even in Archie Creek have been settled but not paid out.
And one of the other aspects of that for the people who have gotten their money, and I think it started out as a statewide thing and then moved to the federal level, was making sure that if you are the recipient of payments because of a wildfire situation like that, that you don't get taxed on them.
Yeah, that was crazy. We were literally, the folks that were going after reparations were paying their attorney to represent them, and then they were paying the state 30% taxes on the money that they got in reparations. So they literally, by the time they received their payments, they couldn't afford to rebuild their house. It was crazy. We got that stopped last session.
Yeah, I talked to Representative Goodwin about that recently, and also Senator Wyden just a few days ago about that getting through Congress.
Yeah, sometimes government does some crazy things, and I think a lot of it's just done because people just don't pay attention in government, and we need to do a better job of taking care of our folks.
I actually, when that came up, was surprised that that hadn't been dealt with somewhere along the way in some other prior disaster.
Yeah, I frankly was too. I don't know why it ended up coming up in this one, but thank God it did, and so hopefully, well, we've got that taken care of, so that won't happen again in the future.
Now, talk about, as you get ready for the legislative session, we are just over 2 weeks out from getting things organized. Talk about your committee assignments.
Yeah, I'm pretty thrilled about it. I spoke with the Speaker of the House here last week, and she did go ahead and allow me to remain on the House Committee on Energy and Environment, which is very important to me. As you know, I think, especially for rural Oregon, you know, I'm really working hard to control the damage that, frankly, the Democrats are doing in this state, trying to take away our our fossil fuels, et cetera. So it's good to be on that as representing the voices of this district as well. I'm also going to be vice chair on consumer protection, commerce and consumer protection, which is I'm very heavily into business, so I think that's great. And then I also have economic development, small business as well, and then rules committee as well. Just I'm in leadership with the caucus.
And how's that going so far, being into, I know you'll really see the impact once the session begins, but of being the whip for the House?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's a lot like herding cats. You know, I have 23 people besides myself that have 23 different opinions on everything. And, you know, my job is to manage, try to get that all to come together and everybody pull in the right direction. It's been fun. You know, we're all friends. All of our Republican caucus, we're all friends. But it is tough to get everybody to come to the same place sometimes.
Well, and of course, the term whip has been around for many decades. And while it's not literal, it does kind of put you out there as being sort of like the enforcer.
Yeah, that's exactly what it does. I mean, there are moments when you have arguments with somebody that's, you go, well, hey, this is the way it's going to be. This is how the other 22 folks are pulling. What are you going to do? But no, it's a great position. It's a great job. I love it. It lets me be more part of everything that's happening in the House as well. I mean, I have regular communications with the Speaker of the House, and also I will have regular communications with the Democrat leader as well. So it's just a really great position to be in.
And do you feel like that'll help Douglas County to have you in the middle of all that?
I think Douglas County has never had more of a voice than they have today. Yeah, absolutely.
And what do you look forward to with this upcoming session?
Well, first off, I look forward to getting started, because once we're up there and we're doing our work, it just feels a lot better. Then you know what you're dealing with and what you got to fight, what you can go along with. But I'm really hoping that we can pull together, Democrats and Republicans, I'm hoping we can pull together and do some smart things for rural Oregon especially. I mean, we're really, really underrepresented, and my goal is to do that. Just get us back on the map.
And specific legislation you're working on?
Yeah, I have lots of different bills. I think I've mentioned it before. We have a search and rescue bill. I have an AI bill. I think I introduced about 12 bills right now. We also have some study bills that we're introducing that'll all be published on my website here pretty shortly.
All right. And, of course, starting in just a couple of weeks, do you plan to pretty much stay up there, or are you going to be running back and forth? How does that work?
Yeah, I'll be there throughout the week. I'll be home on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for the first part of session. But usually as the session gets deeper into the progress, we end up staying there over the weekends too. A lot of times we work 7 days a week. Just kind of depends on how things roll. So, I'll be staying in Salem.
All right. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.